This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Well, you get down the fiddle, you pull out the bow, you take off your shoes and you throw it on the floor. We'll be dancing.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
With a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog.
Support for KRVS comes from the Dr. Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music at UL Lafayette, now offering a BA degree in traditional music, instruction on accordion, fiddle, and French vocals, and music ensembles for credit. For more information on auditions or beginner classes, call 337-482-1020. Or visit www.tommycomo.com.
John Dellafosse this morning. All right, let's continue with some Gerard Dellafosse this morning. Get it, G. Morning, Gino. Gerard Dellafosse this morning, Can't Make You Love Me. All right, let's move on to some Preston Frank this morning called Born in the Country.
Balance de ma vie, juste mon chien et mes chats, mon gambon et mon piment. C'est un homme créant, j'ai ravi créant. Et toi?
Bon matin, Preston. Je crois que tu pas avoir une bonne journée. Oh,
got me under control. I just can't control my feet today.
We gon' party till it tell us goodnight. chicken. Lord, I'm full of corn. Pile up a chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow you home. Don't get that chicken in the barnyard. Chicken too small to fry. Don't get that chicken in the barnyard, baby. Chicken too young to die. Follow me, chicken. Lord, baby, I'm gone. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow you home.
We'll be right back. could talk about me, baby. Talk about me as much as you please. But what I got, baby, you can't take it away from me. I know a man that's bigger than you and me. That's bigger than you and me. You can try your best, baby. Try your best to keep me down. I'm just like a rubber ball, baby. My feet don't stay on the ground. I know a man that's bigger than you and me. Bigger than you and me.
Can I play this white horse for you one time? Get ready for another break here shortly.
Have an idea for a story, song, or other artistic expression, but aren't sure how to proceed? Join me, Esther Tyree, for Je Savais Pas, Thursdays at 11:30 p.m. and listen to artists describe how their works came to be. Not up that late? Find us online at krvs.org.
Hi, I'm your host, Megan Brown. I hope you'll join me for Encore each Saturday at 7 a.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. to hear great Cajun, Creole, and Zydeco music, a cappella ballads, and interviews from the archives of Cajun and Creole folklore right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS. 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Streaming online at krvs.org.
I'm on my way, baby. On my way to the top. But I'm gonna get there, baby. I'm going there without a doubt. Cause I know a man that's bigger than you and me. Bigger than you and me.
Right, John.
Well, good morning to all of you, and welcome to KRVS again. This is a Zydeco show on this Saturday morning, every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do it right here. And, of course, we do have people that come in from time to time, and we want to also make it known throughout the community and throughout the world that we do have some certain activities that takes place that is in concern with the general public. And what we have today, is this morning, is in reference to a disease that actually affects all of us and all of our families, regardless of who you are and where you're located. There's always someone in your family that will experience this illness. So therefore, the reason why we ask these gentlemen and lady to come in and talk to us about this, this is in reference to cancer prevention. And I'm just going to allow yourself to introduce each other, and we'll start off with the young lady here.
Well, I'm Lucille Woodard. I'm a registered nurse at Our Lady of Lourdes, and I work in the colon section of the gastro lab.
Mm-hmm. And sir?
My name's Patrick LaPruce. I'm a gastroenterologist for Acadiana Gastroenterology Associates.
And
I'm Paul Allen Roberts, Jr. I'm an ex-trucker, and I was diagnosed with cancer in 2015 and been in remission for a little over a year now.
Very good. Very good. So what is happening? Why are we having this discussion? And is there something that is taking place and the importance of this?
Yes, we have Colon Awareness Month is for March, and we're going to be putting on a colon rectal health fair, which we're going to be looking at doing some questionnaire screening to detect whether some individuals may be going through cancer and don't know it, or if they are a candidate to maybe come in and see the gastroenterologist to prevent them from going through that process. So it'll take place on March the 25th. That's a Saturday. It's a voting day, so it's a good day to get out and also have your colon screen. And we'll be doing it from 8 o'clock to 1, which we will have the gastroenterologist doctors that will be there to answer any questions, also to give directions. And we'll have some blood pressure checks, some cholesterol checks, some blood sugar checks, and some other things that will help them with this process, including nutrition.
Doctor Lapros, now, why do we have to go through this? What is so important? Why can't we just eat cornbread or just eat some roughage and clean it out? What is happening? Why is it so prevalent these days that, or was it always there, is that we didn't know anything about it?
Well, things have definitely gotten better as time has gone on. Screening for colon cancer wasn't always a priority in people's lives. And certainly, the more we know about it, the more we know to look for it and make the public aware of who needs to get checked out, when, and where. And that's part of our job. You know, staggering fact is that only 50% of the people that need colonoscopies get it. So there's a whole percentage of the population out there that we're just not reaching.
And what is the normal, just briefly, just give you a procedure of what a person needs to go through. And we're talking about both sex, male and female, I would assume.
Yes, sir. Colon cancer doesn't discriminate between sexes. Males are at a higher risk than females, about 25%, and African-Americans are even at a higher percent, 20% more than the general population.
Is it because of our diet or what?
Yes.
When you talk about African-American, what are you?
Well, it's a lot of different factors. The textbook answer is it's part of your genetics and environmental factors, and those environmental factors are due to the diets we eat, the high-fat, low-fiber, processed meats. Mm-hmm. These are all things that are thought to increase your susceptibility to get colon cancer.
Because we lived on the farm and we didn't have processed meat.
Right.
We just went out there and said, look, we want this chicken out here. Let's go and get this chicken. Mama would say, go get that chicken out there so we can have it. Paul, you have a story that you want to share with the people.
Yeah, well, like I said, I was a trucker for almost 20 years. Didn't have the best of diet. Mother died from breast cancer back in 86, so it's in my background. So around December of 14, I had been having some problems and decided to have a colonoscopy because I was returning back to the road. And found out that I had a tumor. And, you know, just blew me away. Mm-hmm. Did not see it coming. And luckily, I had some good doctors who suggested a colon resection. The next 2 weeks, I was in surgery.
But what were the symptoms, though, you had? What were the symptoms that perhaps maybe could alarm an individual about maybe?
Yeah, well, I'll tell anyone, there's no reason for you to have blood in your stool. Mm-hmm. It should not be there. You know, you can try to find some excuse for it. But if it's there, there's a reason that it's there. Mm-hmm. And if it's the slightest bit, you need to have a colonoscopy, no matter what your age is. You know, and like Doc was saying, Miss Lucille was saying, it can affect anybody. So no matter what your age is, if you find any kind of symptoms, stomach pain, bleeding,
just go and have it done.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of the procedure.
Hmm. So we're having a Cancer Awareness Day that we're inviting all the public.
The public, yes.
Just to come by. And now where is this going to take place again?
It's going to take place at Crowley Rice Festival Building.
Oh, okay. In Crowley, okay.
Yes.
All right, in Crowley. Okay. So that's going to be from 8 to 1.
8 to 1.
On March 25th.
On March 25th.
Is there anything they need personally, identifications or anything of that sort?
No, they're going to just check in. Like I said, we're going to have several booths where we're going to be able to introduce them some information, whether it be on prostate cancer, whether it be on colon cancer, breast cancer, blood pressures, you know, because, you know, we have an issue with hypertension also in this area. But we're focusing on the colon rectal screening part, mainly because it's colon rectal month, where we're trying to be able to get people out to see the importance of having that colon checked. Mm-hmm. And we have been blessed by the doctors that's coming out, the Acadiana gastroenterologists, as well as the Acadiana Black Nurses Association that's supporting this event, mm-hmm. and Our Lady of Lourdes, to be able to provide this free of charge. You just got to show up, and we're going to walk you through the process.
Well, good. Yes, I would, and we're going to continue to let the folks know about it and in the future. And next Saturday, we're going to just certainly advise them that this will take place. Any closing statement, Doc?
Just don't ignore your symptoms. Ages 50 and older, it's an automatic screening colonoscopy, family history, or just when your symptoms are causing you problems, pick up the phone or ask somebody for help.
Well, thank all of you for coming and making the public aware of the importance of colon cancer and also the cancer prevention. It doesn't cost you anything. Again, that's going to take place at the Crowley Rice Festival place on March the 25th from 8 to 1 p.m.
Can it be detected through blood tests?
There are certain tumor markers that are elevated, but as far as that's usually monitoring of a cancer markers after treatment for reoccurrence. But there's various stool DNA tests that you can check. You know, if a person truly just has an issue with getting a colonoscopy, there are other ways that we can check you for colon cancer blood to get you on the right direction.
Good. So, men, go get checked, and it's not that big of a deal, and it's best you know than not know, and because when you find out, sometimes it may be too late, or sometimes you don't even know. So please go get it checked, and in Crowley, that's going to be from 8 to 1 on the 25th, so go get checked if you get an opportunity. Please do, ladies, send your husband and go with him, and then get checked also.
That's what it is. Back to you, Melvin.
All right, we're back to Zydeco. Let's do some Gino. Bonsoir, Moto. We'll be right back. All right, Johnson. That was interesting.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you all.
Anyway, well, I need some sounds.
You got some? You don't hear?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Un petit brin. Un petit brin. Un petit brin.
Can you hear that?
Whoa, ça va? Whoa.
It's good. You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Florence, please. Uh-huh. 706 South Main Street in St. Martinville. Join us in every other Sunday for an early matinee. Ooh.
Matinee?
Yeah. Oh. And a party with the Inner City Blues Band and the Vibe Rhythm Blues Band, along with DJ Lyndon from 5 to 8 p.m. And that's Sunday, DJ Lyndon, every Sunday from 1:30 p.m. until March the 12th. Oh, well, that's past already. The 26th. Grand Slam Band. April 9th, Vibe Band, all of those kind of. We'll let you know as they come up in the time. And then we have also the other one here, the Original Blues Monday Party, hosted by Mary Chevalier. And that's going to be at the Brass Room. And that, let's see, on the 20th, Lee Allen Zeno and Friends. On April the 3rd will be John Wilson and the Zydeco House Rockers.
Who's Lee Allen? Who's that is Lee Allen Zeno?
I don't know, man.
I don't know what that
is. I saw that guy the other day, and I thought he looked like Lee Allen.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't?
No, it wasn't. Oh, see, that was a handsome young man, too, that I saw. But he said, no, that could not be Lee Allen. No way that's him. No way. But no, everything is fine. I got I received my little certificate Wednesday.
What certificate?
As Teacher of the Year. They had recognition this past Wednesday over at Lafayette High. And the superintendent and the board members were there to issue
you
out
didn't tell me
a certificate of appreciation and recognition for Teacher of the Year at Acadiana High School.
Very good.
I was selected and voted by the faculty member. So, therefore, I'm honored and appreciative. The fact is that they have entrusted in me and saying that I am a worthy teacher in the system.
Well, that's good. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And who is I was reading this from Acadiana Museum, and there was a person name on here that says John Allen Broussard, Sr. Who is that? That's a cousin. You know him?
That's a young man that a young man that
a young man
I've known for quite a long time.
And I didn't know it was you until I kept reading this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for you, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you.
And let's see. John Allen Broussard Sr. was born in Lafayette, and his parents were Clarence J. Broussard and Matilda Green Broussard, farmers from Lafayette. Broussard is the eldest son of 8 siblings, and let's see, worked 25 years for the federal government as a county supervisor in Lafayette, Evangeline, Vermilion, Calcasieu, St. Landry Parish. In 1974, he was appointed to the first African-American to the position of county supervisor. In 1991 through 1998, he served as executive director of the Neighborhood Housing Service and Smile Community Action Agency, where he managed $15 million budgets for these private and non-private agencies. In 1998, he has served as director of development and planning, where he wrote emergency services and comprehensive housing and development program. For the last 16 years, Broussard has been employed at Lafayette Parish School System, teaching industrial art workshop agri-science courses. Broussard also anchors a very popular broadcast at the University of Louisiana Lafayette radio station, KRVS, entitled Zydeco Sans Passale, which is his way of preserving the Creole culture. Very good, John.
Mm-hmm.
And let me read the rest. Andy Perrin, chairman of the executive committee of the Acadiana Museum, announces that the Acadiana Museum will induct John Allen Broussard, Sr., into its Order of Living Legends on Saturday, March 18, 2017. The event will take place at the Acadiana Museum Cafe, 102 East Edwards, Erath, Louisiana, at 4 p.m. Well, congratulations, Cole.
Well, thank you.
Very
thank
good.
Thank you, sir.
Very
thank
good.
You.
You're getting all your accolades. That's a good thing.
That's, I would think, I don't know. It's just,
it's happening.
I'm honored, though, really and truly. I,